The federal government wants to lead by example when it comes to managing electronics. That's one goal of the National Strategy for Electronics Stewardship. The White House Council on Environmental Quality, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the General Services Administration led the task force that put together the strategy. The agencies gave a progress report at the Postal Service headquarters in Washington today. Kate Brandt is the federal environmental executive in the White House Council on Environmental Quality. She says the government's improved management of electronics can prevent environmental harm.
As a result of the NSES task force, who worked in partnership with many key stakeholders who are here with us today, both in the public and private sectors, this group formulated the National Strategy for Responsible Electronic Stewardship, which includes specific recommendations to improve our federal practices and procedures for managing electronics throughout the product life cycle. And that's, you know, from the design to the manufacturing, through their use and eventual recycling, recovery, and disposal, so sort of through that full life cycle of the products. Better management of electronics through the product life cycle offers us a really great opportunity to prevent environmental harm, conserve valuable resources, save money, create jobs, and invest in our economic development. So by implementing the recommendations presented in the national strategy, the federal government really intended to lay some groundwork for improving the design of electronic products and enhancing our management of used or discarded electronics. And the strategy was designed to really provide a roadmap of how the federal government can use its authorities to leverage resources to improve or seize new opportunities to promote electronic stewardship.
That's Kate Brandt with the White House Council on Environmental Quality. She says improper disposal of electronics is a lost opportunity for the government to recover rare earth metals. Lisa Felt is the Associate Deputy Administrator at the Environmental Protection Agency. She says electronics offer valuable resources for the government.
Recycling and refurbishing used electronics is the cornerstone of environmental stewardship. Within our electronic devices, you can find a periodic table of materials, from precious metals to copper and plastics, all of which require energy to mine and to manufacture. Reuse and recycling of these materials conserves our nation's resources. The NSPS update report highlights the improving electronic recycling rate, which is now up to 29% in 2011 from about 25% in 2009. I think we need to do better, and we need to challenge ourselves working collectively to do better and get that percentage rate even up further, and I know that's part of the commitment.
The federal government is one of the largest consumers of electronics. It spends more than $75 billion on IT products and services this year. Kevin Campshire is the Deputy Senior Sustainability Official at GSA. He says a proposed rule from the agency helps agencies effectively manage their electronics.
On March 6th of this year, we published a proposed rule for public comments. We've received 96 pages of comments and are addressing them all. In a nutshell, this is what the rule says. First, offer electronics to other federal agencies for reuse. We have a program called GSA Access that works well, and we also transfer them to schools and other educational organizations through Computers for Learning programs. Second, donate them to state and local governments and nonprofit organizations. Third, sell or return the electronics to the original vendor. We are incorporating these take-back provisions into many of our contracts and are also developing government-wide guidance about incorporating take-back requirements into all contracts. And finally, direct non-functional electronics to a third-party certified electronics recyclers, not landfills or incinerators. All electronics recyclers listed on the schedules are third-party certified. GSA plans to have the draft rule circulating internally before the end of the fiscal year in just under 2 months. GSA is also reviewing comments on what criteria are necessary and appropriate for the disposal of federal electronics, with the expectation that there might be new certification standards developed in the coming years, either domestically or in overseas markets.
And needless to say, electronics use both inside and outside the U.S. is on the rise. Felt says the growing number of electronics means it's even more important to dispose of them properly.
We all know that cell phones, computers, printers, and TVs are vital to our everyday lives. And I could not believe this statistic when I read it over the weekend, but in fact, the average American now owns 28 distinct electronic products, and this number continues to grow between our workplace and our homes, which means that we need to continue to focus on the proper stewardship of these electronics. This means we're spending a lot on electronics. The federal government, one of the largest consumers of electronics, as Kate said, spends about $75.1 billion in 2014 alone on IT products and services. The continued growth of the electronics in the American marketplace reinforces the need for federal leadership that promotes the development of more efficient and sustainable products, and I'll talk a little bit more about our efforts in that. Ensure we as federal agencies lead by example, supports American consumers to identify and utilize the right recycling options for used electronics, and I'll spend more time talking about that, and strengthens America's role as a leader in the international community for electronic stewardship.
Again, that's Lisa Felt, the Associate Deputy Administrator at EPA. GSA's Kevin Campshire says his agency's using its authority to promote better reuse and recycling of electronics.
Today, as we look at our work to address this critical challenge, I want to talk about how the federal government is, in fact, leading by example and trying to become, and I think successfully so, the nation's most responsible consumer of electronics. GSA has the particular opportunity and responsibility to purchase, use, and recycle its electronics, and GSA is leveraging its purchasing power to drive the electronics manufacturing and recycling industries towards more sustainable products and practices. We have always had programs for the disposal of equipment, including electronics, but these programs were devised in an era before we really understood the specific challenges of electronic waste.
Campshire says GSA is working on three key issues: the agency's revising government policy, buying more sustainable products, and encouraging transparency of electronics data.
A critical part of the strategy is the collection and use of consistent, reliable data about electronics. Although many e-waste recycling programs exist, there are currently no guidelines to measure their use government-wide. The proposed rule begins the collection of good data about electronics through their life cycle. These data, which could be publicly available on data.gov, would provide greater transparency into federal agencies' performance against the goals of the strategy and provide opportunities for business across the economic environment.
GSA's data will help other agencies also use sustainable products. Kate Brandt of the White House Council on Environmental Quality says the government is the largest consumer of electronic products in the nation.
As the federal environmental executive, I am really truly committed to a sustainable electronic stewardship. It is really our collective responsibility to be better stewards of our global environment and to pass a planet to future generations that is better than the way that we found it. As the federal community, we continue to be committed to doing what is right to help manage electronics that we use today more sustainably, and at the same time to promote the new and innovative technologies of the future.
It's Kate Brandt, the Federal Environmental Executive in the White House Council on Environmental Quality.